Well, a hearty good afternoon to everybody. It's been a long time since I put a little podcast up here on my website, but it's probably the quickest way to deliver a message. And it's very much about what I have been doing over the past couple of days, which is creating. Because, as you know, one of my favourite sayings is, in a time of destruction, create something. And I really feel that these present times are destructive. I mean, that is evident. You can see it. And at the same time, there are a lot of people who, like me, fully understand what's happening and are staying very close to Mother Earth and understanding what's happening, understanding what this is that we're going through. And these are not the end times. I've got to stress that. These are the times of transition. And I've always believed in keeping everything as simple as possible, whether it be my home, whether it be the food forest I've created in the woodlands, but especially my interactions on social media. And there is a deep, deep simplicity to understanding what is happening and how to navigate a way through it. We either live on Mother Earth or we live with Mother Earth. When you live with Mother Earth, you understand her. And you understand what it is we do and the effects on Mother Earth. If you live on her, you're simply nothing more really than a parasite. You're just living on something. You're not acknowledging the sacredness of the entity, of the living sentient being that you're living with. So that's it. Very simple. So I feel an urge to create. Now, I've come to the end of my planting here at Bealtaine Cottage, and as you know, I am desperately seeking another couple of acres to buy. It is difficult to achieve because many, many people do not like what I do. They do not like to see the land being planted with trees. Now, I can understand none of us want to see the land planted with monoculture trees or Sitka spruce or trees for greed, you know, trees that are planted only for the greed of humankind to have more money. But I plant woodland, I plant deciduous trees, I plant trees that are mainly native species, but I plant other trees as well because we are transitioning. And in a time of transition, we have to acclimatise, we have to do as much intuitive planting as we can. And to be intuitive means to live with Mother Earth. So I'm now creating from the trees that grew in Ireland thousands and thousands of years ago. I have pieces of bog oak, now one of which was dated 3,800 years, but they're all between 3 and 8,000 years old. And these are beautiful oak trees that grew on the sacred land thousands of years ago, and they grew for hundreds of years. Our ancestors would have sat underneath these trees, gathered acorns from these trees, grazed their animals under these trees. This is a very important part of my connection with the land, and what I hope will be your connection with the land as well. From the land that was, from the land where people lived in connection with Mother Earth. So I'm making little pendants from the bog oak, and I'm putting a few photographs up here so you can see what it is I'm doing. Now, each pendant is handcrafted by me. So it's not some kind of conveyor line. It's not an infinite collection of pendants. I'm making them one at a time. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put a link up here, just on this particular blog. So if you want to purchase one of these pendants, you can do a pre-order. And I will work down the pre-orders in the in the order in which they come in. And I will try to give you a date when I can post this order to you. So this will allow me to get ready to go into the darker months when I will be more indoors, and allow me to keep creating, which is vitally important for me, by the way. But it's also something that is very rewarding for me to be appreciated. So, this is a Friday afternoon, and I have to go and pick someone up. I'm giving someone a lift to work. I'm also going to buy some cat food for someone who needs cat food. And because it's such a wet day, I'm going to be taking my clothes into the little laundrette in town, or the village of Leitrim. They have a little sort of outdoor laundrette, you know, it's built onto the side of the garage. And getting my washing done. And I also hope to, well, I'm on a wing and a prayer now. I'm hoping to get up to a little shop called The Craft Basket, which is on the other side of Sligo. It's in the most beautiful position, by the way. It's right on the Atlantic Ocean in a beautiful little village called Cliffany. If you ever want to go on to Google Maps and have a little look. So it's called The Crafter's Basket. The Crafter's Basket or The Craft Basket? One or the other, anyway. And I'm going to be buying some more supplies, because the thing about doing any kind of craft work at home is that you have to keep a good amount of supplies in stock. So I've already sort of run down on my little polishing brushes, and you know, because the bog oak has to be cut and then sanded and then polished and then drilled, and then I begin to work on it. But it's a beautiful thing for me to do. I enjoy it. So blessings to you all on this lovely Friday afternoon. And I'll try not to keep away from my website for too long, because sometimes I feel as though the website is on sort of the end of my to-do list. And I know I'm on Facebook every day. I'm on Facebook doing a little live video almost every day. But not all of you get onto Facebook or can get to that. So I will try and do a few more little blogs like this. Sorry, that was my laptop, because I'm doing this on the laptop. So blessings to you all.